Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome everybody to the show, you dig? Like I always do about this time, I reload it! Let's go! Let me get the background. Drums, please. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks for tuning in. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Of course, we're a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Welcome everybody that's on the phone lines. Welcome everybody that's listening to me out there at blogtalkradio.com/K-100radio. Excuse me. Shout out to everybody who's listening to me via the podcast from the iTunes store. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I'm getting a late start. Well, not really a late start. I'm starting on time. I'm just really late logging on and getting ready to schedule the show. I scheduled it at the last minute. So if some of you people didn't really see the invites or the text messages or the email blasts, or if you haven't even gotten it yet, but you're like, I didn't even know the show was on tonight or whatever, that's my bad. I had a late start getting ready to blast everything out. But, of course, starting the show on time was popping. Shouts out to 404. They was on the line off the top. So I'm going to make sure I come to that line. They was on the line before I even goddamn got on the line. Holy shit. But I want to get you your line, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. Episode 197. I'm happy about that because it's 197 episodes. The longevity, the grind is evident, but it's also just that much closer to episode 200. I had a big shebang of mine for episode 200. I don't know if it's gonna work out. I may have to revamp it a little bit, but still, episode 200 is gonna be a classic. You're not gonna want to miss that. Trust me. I'm gonna do something real special. Try to have a lot of people on. You know what I mean? Guest callers, the fam, of course, the K100 faithful. And we're going to do, we're going to have a little fun. You're really not going to want to miss episode 200. If you don't listen to any other show, within the next couple of shows, episode 200 is going to be one you really don't want to miss. You're going to have some real fun. You're going to need a webcam. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can divulge at this time. You're going to need a computer and a webcam. This is not going to be the show you want to just call in on. You know what I'm saying? You're going to want a webcam. Trust me. All right. So episode 197, Kiss and Tell. That's what we're talking about tonight. We talk about people who talk about the sex they have, who go out and talk about or who don't talk about it. Either or. Some people love to brag about their sex escapades. Some people keep it really private for whatever reason. Some people get some shit and it's so fucking good it blows their fucking head off and they just gotta tell somebody. of course, that could be a big mistake. Also, you could have had the most horrible shit happen in your horrible sex ever. You just wanna, you feel the need to just tell everybody to stay the fuck away from that stank pussy hoe or that little dick nigga. Whichever one you wanna pick, I don't know. But, I should have smoked this blunt before I started doing this shit. I really shouldn't. But it makes it so much more fun. I think maybe this tequila should wash it down nice. Yeah, anyway, we get ready to get to the show. Want to remind everybody real quick, I'm not even going to go through a whole bunch of shit tonight, because you should know this by now, by 200 episodes. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/K100Radio. I'm on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. We're a podcast in the iTunes store. Look up under the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. Do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. All right. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. The official site for the show. All right. The number's 347-934-0966. The email address to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. If you're an artist and you know anyone that's an artist and you want to get your music played on the show, send it to me in an MP3 format to that address. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? We only got one rule on the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's real simple. Real simple. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. Just keep it fucking 100. If I feel like you flog, I feel like you say it's not politically correct, or because you're black, or because you're white, or because you're a female, or... yeah, I'm just going to gun you down and keep on and move to the next one. If I sense any kind of fuck shit, I'm going to hang up on you, all right? Because you're not keeping it 100. That's the easiest rule in the goddamn world, but then again, it's so hard for some people to do. So, now, that being said, MySpace, Facebook, iTunes, Blog Talk, K100Radio@gmail.com. Let's go, because I got people on the line already. Episode 197. All right, kiss and tell. I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show. You feel me? And then I'm going to open up the phone lines, all right? In that order. All you new people on the phone line, I see a couple of unfamiliar area codes. You got to remember to hit the number one on the phone line if you want me to come to your phone line. If not, I'll assume you just want to listen to the show on your phone while you're working out or some shit on your Bluetooth. Who knows what? But if you don't hit the number one, I will come to your phone lines, all right? I see the 44864, the 850s, all you guys. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad, all right? Here we go. We're going to go ahead and jump into the monologue real quick, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Episode 197. Now, most people keep who they have sex with under the radar, and I'm reading right now. And it's because sex is one of the most private and intimate things that two people can share. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time. Sometimes if it's just some strange, just some random, you know, one of them boppers, you know. Look, if that's the case, that's not necessarily something secretive and intimate, you know what I'm saying? You're probably just creeping. But sometimes, for whatever reason, the word gets out about someone's sexual encounter, all right? Now, either they did it on purpose or on accident. Either way, people kiss and tell, all right? And that's what we're talking about. There are plenty of reasons to keep sexual encounters secret. Of course, no, the fucking obvious no-brainer. The number one reason would be is if one or both of the people involved are cheating. So cheating is the number one reason why you would keep a sexual encounter secret. Before, whether or not it's good, bad, because they fucked up and ugly, or you did it for what? The number one reason that people keep sexual encounters secret is if they're cheating. That would be the number one reason. If you think it's something else, when I come to the phone lines, I'll ask you that particular question. But I'm going to say cheating is the number one reason, all right? Excuse me. Another one would be if both of the parties are, one of the parties or the other party is embarrassed for some reason about the act going down. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got really drunk as fuck and you fucked that super lame ass motherfucking nigga bitch. You remember when you did that shit in college, bitch? You remember that? In the military, when y'all all went out. And you got fucked up and you fucked that one nigga everybody used to laugh about and talk shit about, but you went ahead and fucked him because you was drunk and shit. Homie, you remember when you fucked that real one fat ugly bitch? Because you was fucked up on... And fuck it, you just did it. Number two reason that people would hide a sexual encounter, alright? It's number two reason. Because they're embarrassed about actually committing the act for some reason or another, alright? People like to keep sexual encounters on the low, unless, of course, they're in a relationship. And then it's pretty much assumed, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you just say they fucking. Because that's his girlfriend, and they grown, and they fucking. That's just what you do when you grown. Unless your relationship sucks. like I said. But to the point of this show, the two main reasons that someone may actually kiss and tell are these. Number one, it was so good they had to tell somebody. Or two, it was so bad they had to tell somebody. You see, in these two instances, kissing and telling could be a nightmare, all right? If it was so good you had to tell, you run the risk of whoever you telling wanting to find out for themselves. And now someone's fucking your girl or your guy, all right? That could be bad. That could be bad, all right? If it was that bad, then you just totally embarrass the other party. Maybe even yourself. You know what I'm saying? Women are the number one culprit of if a guy's got bad sex, they definitely gonna be like, they really wanna just, they feel the need to tell the whole world. In fact, they get drunk at barbecues and they talk about it. I hope that's your number on the line and you know who the fuck I'm talking to. Hope you're on the phone. Type of shit I be talking about. Women always do that shit. They fuck a nigga and they got a little dick or they can't fuck or whatever. The first time that guy, see, if you're a guy, let me go ahead and say something real quick. If you're a guy and you half fuck a chick and you know you done half fuck a chick, you know. It behooves you to just avoid being in any kind of a social setting around that person ever again for the rest of your fucking life. Fellas, I'm giving you some game. I'm giving you some word of advice because when y'all are all at the barbecue or the party or wherever at and everybody starts randomly talking about sex or whatever, and you know, you're a guy, you're going to want to try to quote-unquote toot your own horn and say what you do, how you do, blah. She's just sitting in the corner waiting for you to even open your fucking mouth so she can assassinate your whole social life right now. Yeah! Women love to do it. Love to do it. Love to talk about how that nigga can't fuck because we put so much emphasis on sex as black people. We do. It's our culture. We the most fuckingest motherfuckers, I swear, ever. I mean, everybody fucks, but we just put it on Front Street. We gloat about it, we glorify it more than anybody. Just like money. Fuck is wrong with us. But it is what it is. So, now that we... I feel like everybody has had an episode where they kiss and tell. Kiss and told. Everybody. I don't know anybody who says everybody they ever fucked was either they were in a relationship with or if they fucked that random outside dick or that random kind of sort of embarrassed on the low dick or pussy or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got that one where they fucked somebody and they just went and told. For whatever reason, I don't know anybody who hasn't kissed and told. Even if it's a close friend, you're still doing it. All right? No one can really keep it all the way on the low. Can they? Or can they not? Here are the questions. Do you kiss and tell, a.k.a. have sex and tell someone about it as soon as you do it? And this includes your close friends. You can't kiss and tell to your best friend. You're still fucking telling somebody. You ain't telling the world or putting it on Facebook, but you're still telling somebody. All right, it's question number one. Do you kiss and tell? And that includes your friends, your little circle of friends, your little five homegirls. You always fuck. Yes, it counts. They count. That's why women, I already know the answer to number five is, but I'm still asking the question anyway. Question number two, which will make you tell faster? If it was great, or horrible? Have you ever had someone, question number three, have you ever had someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told? That means you fucked that motherfucker and you said you bring them fucking children, but I swear to God, you better fucking tell nobody. And it was all over school the next day. Or all over the boat. Or the base. Or the unit. Or the campus. Or Facebook. Or Twitter. Or the hood. Yeah. Don't you just hate when that happens? Really hate it. Question number four. Have you ever had a sex encounter no one knows about but you and that person? I mean, when I say no one, goddammit, I mean no one. No one knows but you, God, and that person. And whatever hotel you went in. I don't know. But you, dude, really? No one knows? I don't think I have. I have some sexual. I don't have one. Well, because you can't really. But that's because I have really good friends who can keep secrets, okay? So all of you motherfuckers out here who've got really good friends that can keep secrets, and you know you can tell your friend a secret and they're not going to say shit, none of you probably going to be able to answer that fucking question because you want to tell somebody. You know? You want to tell you. Who, if it's great, who keeps that to themselves? Why do you want to, you know, it's like winning the lottery and not spending the money. Well, what the fuck? Why? Question number five. Who kisses and tells the most, men or women? I think we all know who wins that. Right, ladies? Right, ladies? Right. Exactly. Let's get to it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. 404. I saw you was on the line first, but you didn't hit the number one. But hit the number one if you want to come to your line. But right after you, I'll give you 5 seconds to hit the number one on your keypad, 404-290, if you want me to open your line. If not, I'll assume you just wanted to come in and listen and you just hit extra early. Okay, fine. Billy Bad Phoenix.
Yes, sir. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? Kissing and telling. All right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and ask you these questions. Also, since I was off the air yesterday, you got anything you want to mash for mashing motherfucking monies? I'll let you guys get it in today.
All right, let's see. What I want to mash on right now is busted, fat, super obese women trying to send me friend requests on Facebook or other social networking sites. Now, of course, I specifically say, you know, I don't discriminate men like that, but if you like 400 pounds, ain't no way in hell I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to pray for you. To slim down a little bit, knock off 200 pounds, and yet maybe we have a chance. But no, you don't send me no friend request, and you look at trying to look all seductive and shit with your rolls bigger than your titties are, man. You know, that ain't no good look. That ain't attractive.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Because, I mean, they said so what are you saying? You can't be friends with fat people, Billy Bad Phoenix? Are you prejudiced against fat people?
I'd like to be friends with them, but relationship-wise,
okay, but they just want to be your friend on Facebook. What's the matter?
Oh, no. I got friends, but, you know, when they try to, like, they try to pursue me into a relationship with them, that's a no-go. You know, I'm not attracted to you like that. Now, friend-wise, and yeah, I mean, I'm friends with everybody. You know, I don't discriminate when it comes to friends, but relationships, I'm a bit picky. You know,
okay.
But when it comes to that, man, you'll walk your health hazard, you know. You gotta do something with that. You know, you around 300-something pounds, you know, you a football linebacker wrestler type of chick. You know, you gotta do something about that. That ain't a good look. You know? I mean,
right.
Girls need love too, but there's a limit.
There's a limit to everything, my friend. Trust
me.
Yeah. All right. I concur. Actually, by the way. Question number one. Do you kiss and tell, a.k.a. have sex and tell, and this includes your friends, your homeboys? Do you kiss and tell? Keep it 100.
Yeah, I do. Some occasions I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I
mean, well, this day and age, I only got two. You know, at times I tell them, at times I don't. But, you know, they do it more than I do. But I kind of answered number five a little bit. But, yeah, they do. They do more than I do. But,
well, when you tell, who do you know? Who do you tell when you kiss and tell? Who do you normally tell?
Well,
who's
my coworkers,
you get some new
my coworkers that I'm close with. You know what I'm saying? My coworkers I hang out with, club with, stuff like that. You know, so you know, whenever they share their stories, I put my little 2 cents in, so you know, or whatever. So you know, because you know they brag about their sex capades or what girl they want to knock off next. But you know, so I put my little 2 cents in. Or whatever. So that's pretty much the only two. But other than that, I mean, really, nobody else.
Okay. which will make you tell faster? If the sex was great or if the sex was horrible? Which one's gonna make you be like, yo, nigga, I gotta call me. You gotta call your nigga. And be like, man, nigga, you ain't gonna believe this shit. I did this with. Or which one of you be like, man, nigga, you ain't gonna believe this crazy, stupid bitch. She got you. Which one makes you want to tell, kiss and tell faster? A great sex escapade or a bad one?
Great sex, really. Because I put it like this. When it comes to horrible sex, I mean, that's something that most females would do. Most females will call up their homegirls at the risk of being embarrassed just to say, because, you know, we as dudes, we're not going to sit there and put that out there that we had bad sex. Because, you know, we just ain't going to do that. That ain't in our DNA to sit there and say, man, this girl, man, her pussy was just raw. You know, we don't put that out there like that. But females, on the other hand, They'll put that out there, and you know, at the risk of getting embarrassment. So it's great sex.
Well, it's not embarrassing to the women. That's the thing about it. Do you ever notice? Let me just make one thing right. You ever notice that it's never really embarrassing or looked at to be embarrassing in a situation where a woman can be like a bad lay or whatever. You feel me? But as long as she look good, it doesn't really matter if she's a bad lady, as much as it does with a guy. With a guy, we're supposed to be the men, guys. We're supposed to fuck the shit out you first. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to lay our thing down. That's bad. Our fuck game and our money is what defines us as men. Literally. Anybody on the fucking phone that don't agree, this is not the show for you. This shit's called Keeping It Motherfucking 100. Like I said, yo, what the fuck you got, how much money you got, and your fuck game is what's going to be your determining factor. Not the only one, but those are two great determining factors in your manhood. It's a woman calling you. A man will be like, a woman will be quick to just crush your whole manhood. If you got a little dick, she'll be like, you little dick motherfucker. That's the first thing she's going to motherfucking say in the fight. You little dick motherfucker.
But where the rest of it at?
It's a direct jab at your manhood. You broke ass motherfucking nigga. That's a direct assault on your manhood. So with us, a bad sexual encounter is 10 times the embarrassment, 20 times, maybe 100 times the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Shit. Now, in defense of the females, we are the ones who always try to get the pussy, but they want the dick just as much, but it's the way things worked out in society where we're the pursuers most of the time. You feel what I'm saying? And so since we're always trying to, quote unquote, get pussy, we should know what to do with the pussy when we get it. If you don't, there goes your social life. All right? So now, question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
Only one time. And that was the first time I ever had sex, ate pussy, all that. That was the very first time I did. I was 15. And we was in a, you know, I was getting out my white girl phase, and there was, this chick, me and her pretty much did it in the girls' bathroom in high school where we were supposed to be doing community service for ROTC. Uh-huh. So, everything was pretty much said and done, So the next day, I'm sitting there bragging about it, just telling all my friends. Like, man, I did it with this girl, her name's so-and-so.
Whoa. Did you hear the question? Wait a minute. Did you hear what I asked you? The question is, you did it. You're the one. What are you talking about? I said, question number three. No, question number three says, have you ever had someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told? You're the one telling in this story. Off the top, tell it.
Yeah. Well, other than that, not unless it's on one of the groups I'm in, but other than that, I'm talking about my past. I thought you were talking about in reference to me. So I didn't hear that quickly.
In that instance, listen to what I'm saying. In that instance, when I say, have you ever had a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told, that's someone else put it out there. But you put it out there. It was supposed to be told because you told it, goddammit.
Oh, yeah. I know, but I misunderstood your question. But, yeah, I mean, I did it. I put it out there. I got embarrassed, and they put me in school suspension for 3 days. So.
Okay. All right. So, wait. You got to be in school suspension?
I put it out there at school the next day. I was telling you, I was bragging about all my friends at school, because I never understood, it was my first time. So, I never understood the whole keeping on the hush type of thing. I was young, so that was my first time. I didn't know.
What the fuck you mean you didn't know? You what the fuck? You was 15. You didn't know you were supposed to tell? When you got the pussy, you just fucked the pussy up for yourself. You can't even get it no more because you fucking told everybody. Damn it,
yeah,
man.
I mean, I didn't know about it. Really, I didn't. But, you know, that was then, this is now. So I learned.
What about now, then? What about now? Anybody? Have you ever banged a chick now? Have you ever banged a chick nowadays as being an adult? And she was supposed to keep it on the low. Maybe it was a co-worker or some shit, and she told everybody. It's happened to me at work. I was really upset about it. Cause bitch,
it happened to me at work, too.
Told you not to say shit. And you told one motherfucker, and then one motherfucker told everybody.
Yeah, it happened to me, too. And, you know, that's how, like, some things happen when it comes to, like, meeting somebody that you're attracted to. And the next thing she'd be like, well, I heard you, you know, did so-and-so, and da-da-da-da. She, you know,
Right.
You know,
okay. All right, next question, and then I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you tell anybody? Was she 300 pounds?
Is she what?
Is she a fat chick?
Oh, no.
Why you tell nobody? You told everybody else? Why you tell nobody about her?
No, I told everybody else about my first time. That was when I did it after my first time when
Why
I was 16.
Why
did
you tell
me
about the person?
Now, because see, there's a certain level. See, that's how I learned what I learned back then when I was 15 up until now. There's a certain level of respect. So, of course, if you don't want nobody known about it, okay, that's going to be between you and that person. So, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to respect that, you know?
Look,
so,
man, that shit.
I just keep between me and her.
Fuck that. My motherfucking partners and shit, like, I tell my partners, like, they're my niggas, you know what I'm saying? I might tell my niggas, I ain't even front like I ain't. It ain't got to be, especially for somebody that she don't even fucking know like that anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter. So, I mean, if there's a reason why I hit somebody right now and I tell absolutely no one, I ain't gonna hit them. Because if it's somebody that I got to hit, it's something fucked up where I couldn't tell nobody about it. Period, point blank. If you're a grown motherfucker and you fuck somebody right now today and you can't tell not even your closest friend about that shit, either you not supposed to be fucking them, which means that's they friend or they man or somebody's husband or wife and you don't want nobody to know you fucking, which is still wrong, or they fucking physically fucked up and you embarrassed about the fact you even fucked them or something, it's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason for you not to tell no one right now, because everybody tells their close friend. That's why I say everybody kisses and tells. I'm not even really. I know I'm asking y'all that on question number one, but really though, all y'all motherfuckers kiss and tell. And I know y'all do. It's just how people are. Last question. Who kisses and tells the most, men or women?
Well, I can say we do.
What?
I can say we do, man. Ain't no woman gonna really kiss and tell about it. Because next thing you know, when she tell her homegirl about it, and she got that vindictive, shiesty homegirl, her homegirl going to wind up trying to get the dude, too. So, of course, when we do it, we just sharing the story with our boys. So, you know, of course, at the same token, you got one of our boys that you know, someone that you kind of feed with a long spoon that want to tell the whole town about it. So I'm just saying, we, you know, I'm trying to dig that question. This is a double-edged sword, man.
Women tell
us. Really,
it's a straight up answer for me. My answer is women. Let's go to a woman right now. You saying us? Come on, man.
It's a double edged sword, man. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
You always got them ones that talk like females. We always got them dudes that talk like females, and then you got some females that just don't give a damn. So.
Okay. All right. Now look, stay on the line. I say women. That's my official answer. I do.
Yeah.
They may not tell many people. But, like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to tell somebody. They're going to call their homegirl on their way back from getting the dick. On their way back, 2 o'clock in the morning. Girl, you still up. Girl, come on, man. Stand by. Hold on.
Yeah.
Man, you know how they do, man? They're going to call their homegirl in the car after they got the dick. Girl, I'm fucked. Girl, did you fuck them, girl? Girl, yes, I fucked them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's how they do, man. It's women. I'm telling you. That's the answer. Stand by. Michigan girl.
What's
Michigan girl.
What's going on?
What's happening? What's happening? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Shay's on deck. I see Tweak on the line. Welcome. I got a couple more. I got plenty more people on the phone lines. You guys hit the number one. I'm going to try to pick up the pace, move as fast as I can. All right. Episode 197. You dig? Kissing and telling. Uh-huh. Michigan girl. Got anything you want to mash before? Thing you want to mash before I jump into it?
Man, I gotta mash the dude that told me that I was so fine that he would never leave my side, and he'd go to the bathroom with me and be there with the tissue, and he gonna wipe it. I'm just saying, I need to mash him because that was crazy.
He say what? He say he would wipe your ass?
Yes. Yes.
Man, that's, you know what? See, Nick, is you know what, though? Wait a minute. Let me stop the music. So what you're saying is, the guy said you so fine, he never leave your side, and y'all went, and he said, you know, you said, what if you have to go to the bathroom? And he said, what now?
I said, I looked at him because, you know, I was like, what? Huh? Okay, what if I have to go to the bathroom? He was like, I'm going to be right there with the tissue waiting to wipe. I was like, I'm going to
laugh. See, it'd be niggas like that, man. They make us look horrible, man. Why would you say that?
Hey, maybe that's how he felt.
Let me turn the music back on. I can't. Episode 197. Niggas, man. Why do they make niggas like that at? They say stuff like that. I don't know. All right. Yeah, episode 197, man. What the fuck is wrong with some guys? Here we go. Question number one, Michigan girl. Do you kiss and tell? Do you kiss and tell? AKA have sex and tell someone. Close friends included. Close friends are included.
I have before, but I try not to make it a practice.
Okay, generally speaking, you do kiss and tell, even if it's your close friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we all do. That's why question number one is fucking basically rhetorical. Question number two. Which one make you tell faster? If the sex was great or if it was horrible? Which one was going to make you tell faster?
If it's horrible.
Aha! I told you! I fucking told y'all! This that's why I wanted ladies to call me. Let me ask you. Why do y'all feel the need to tell when a guy has horrible sex? What is it that makes y'all want to do that?
I don't know. You be mad and you just got to tell somebody and be like, girl, you ain't gonna believe I wasted my time and he talked all of this stuff and you just gotta tell. You be like, man, that was a waste of time, energy, everything.
Have you ever have you ever just publicly embarrassed a guy that had some bad sex? I'm just curious.
No, I have not done that.
Machiko said that she was at a party one time and a guy was there that she fucked and he had a little dick and then she like called him out and told everybody at the party.
No, I've never done that.
You never done that?
No, I mean, I'm gonna tell my homegirls, but you know,
why are you telling? Why do you feel the need to tell them that he's got? Why? You said you answered the question that you are quicker to tell if it's bad than if it's good. Why?
Okay, so first of all, if it's bad, you're mad because you done wasted your time, you done wasted your energy, and you done added some unnecessary miles to the pussy. So you just like you got to tell somebody. And of course, if it's good, you're not gonna tell, especially if you got that shiesty homegirl that you think gonna go behind your back. And might try to, you know, see what it's about. So you just might not tell that as quick as if it's bad. Because y'all can sit up and laugh and talk, and then they're going to tell you about their bad experiences, and then y'all going, you know, everything will be cool.
You know what? Okay. I don't know why y'all women, boy, y'all hell. I was trying to tell you, fellas. Got to step on your game, man. Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
No.
So you ain't never fucked nobody and was like, don't tell nobody?
No,
and they told everybody or somebody, and somebody found out about it. They ain't never happened.
No, because I was always in a relationship, so it was always assumed anyway what was going on. So, no, I never had that issue where it was like, okay, you better not say nothing, no. Never had that issue.
Interesting. Never.
No,
never. Okay. I'm just asking the questions, Question number.
I'm just asking
specific questions, you know. Show is called Keep It 100.
Keeping it 100, guys.
Okay. Question number 4. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
No.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question, Your Honor. Have you ever had a sexual experience that you didn't tell anyone about that was not there?
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to rephrase it like that, then yeah. You said between me and the other, you said me and another person. I'm just saying, I'm asking the questions the way you giving them.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Question number 5. Mm-hmm. Who kisses and tells the most, men or women?
Men.
Why do you say that? You know, you just said not even 3 minutes ago, that you're going to call and tell your homegirl as soon as if a nigga, good or bad, you're going to call
ASAP. No, I said I was quicker to tell if it's bad. I said I have kissed and told before, but I don't make it a practice. Because I got some shady friends that's been doing some shady stuff, so... No, I don't make it a practice, and if I do say something, it's usually in general, ain't no details, and I ain't got to be running, and like you was giving example as soon as I'm leaving, oh, girl, let me tell you, oh, girl, he put it down, no, I ain't doing all of that.
Okay,
I say men because I've heard men, they be bragging, oh, yeah, I hit that, and oh, yeah, and I had her like this, and I had her screaming, I had her leg like this, and you be like, for real, dude, you really feel the need to put all of that out there?
I want to say this. This is my peace treaty with the women tonight, all right? Women kiss and tell quicker if it's bad. Guys kiss and tell quicker if it's good. Can we have that? Because if it's bad, we don't even really want to talk about it too tough with our niggas like that, really. And y'all tell y'all homegirls when it's bad for some odd reason.
I'll agree with you on that one because I'm definitely going to tell if it's bad. But if it's good, If they ask, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, we got down. It was, you know, we did whatever. But I ain't just running and, oh, girl, let me tell you what happened. And, girl, no, I ain't doing all of that.
Okay. All right. Stay on the... it's the GP. Stay on the line.
Why are you shooting me?
Because, you know, I don't know if you're keeping it all the way 100 with question number 3.
Which was number 3?
Have you ever had... someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
No, not that I know of. I mean, I don't know if somebody told, but I was always in a relationship, so I can't think of an encounter that wasn't supposed to be told. I ain't had no miscellaneous shit going on.
Never had no miscellaneous dick ever, huh? Never had miscellaneous dick. Is what you want me to believe on the show?
I ain't never.
37-year-old woman, single. Got her own place. Never had no miscellaneous dick. That's what you want. You want the K100 audience to believe that.
I'm saying that I was always in a relationship, or it was never no issues of where I was like, well, I don't want nobody to know about this or whatever. So no.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
It's cool.
Yeah, stay by the 7 line. 347-934-0966. Machiko, then Shay, then Twink. Machiko. Hello?
Yes,
how you doing? How you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm thanks for calling the show, by the way. Got a personal bone to pick with you on this episode.
What?
I don't like it when women do what you did to that guy.
I was drunk.
So if your man is drunk and he gets some other pussy, he's okay?
What are you talking about that?
Exactly. Question number one. Do you kiss and tell? We'll get to that right. We're going to get to that in a minute. Kiss and... Question... Episode 197, ladies and gentlemen. All right. K1's Internet Radio. Thank you for calling into the show. I really appreciate it. Everybody that's on the phone line, everybody listening on the radio, and even you guys listening to this as a podcast from the iTunes store after the fact. Really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, thanks for supporting me. I appreciate it. Now, Machiko, do you kiss and tell, a.k.a. have sex and tell, and this includes your close friends?
You got to tell somebody.
You got to, don't you?
I might not get on Facebook and post their name, but you're going to tell somebody.
Have you ever fucked somebody and got on Facebook and inferred to the fact that you just fucked them without really telling who it is?
No. Repeat that.
Do you go on Facebook and infer that you just fucked someone without really saying it? You know how you women do.
Yeah.
You get on Facebook and you be like, wow, love that. That was so good.
Usually mine say amazing.
Yeah, amazing. With a smiley face at the end of it.
Yeah.
You shit out there all the time. Y'all always dry snitching on who y'all fucking on Facebook. All the time. Y'all always dry snitching when y'all fucking somebody on Facebook. Y'all do it so much. All smiles. Smiley face. Right. Then you tag the nigga in the post. Next question. You got to tell somebody, though. Okay. Which one will make you tell faster, if it was great or if it was horrible?
Horrible.
Why? Why do you want everybody to know that? Why?
Because you know what? Because if anybody know about the situation, they're going to ask, well, what happened? You know, I'm just going to say it's horrible. Most of the time when it's horrible, the nigga be flexing like he did something. Or like he all that. No, horrible. I'm going to tell it.
Why are you trying to embarrass the guy when you do that? That's my question.
No, because
do you realize that? It is for a guy to get a BDR.
But they think you're joking sometimes when you tell them. They really think you're joking because they think they're all that.
So you actually told them that sex was horrible?
Yes.
Would you? You just told them and walked out? Was like, what? How'd
no,
you say it?
Tell
me how you say it. If he asks
to see me again, or if he asks why I haven't called, I'm going to let him know why I haven't called. Or I'm going to let him know, nigga, I'm not coming over there. For what?
But what's the point in telling somebody else, though? That's between you and him. What's the point in telling somebody else? I'm just curious.
It's a waste of time.
What are you getting out of it? What are you getting out of telling somebody else?
To make sure they don't waste their time either.
Really? So when it's good and you tell them, what are you trying to do? Make sure they go get some?
Let them know they need to step their game up. That's what I'm letting them know.
When you tell your homegirl if he fucked the hell out you and fucking make you crawl the walls in that motherfucker, pussy skeeting everywhere, and then you tell your homegirls, are you trying to make her go find out? You trying? Because you just told me your excuse.
Nah, because I don't have those kind.
Your excuse for telling her that how bad he was so she stays away from him as if she would fuck him.
No,
so is your?
I know my friends are gonna say, okay, well, why you don't kick it with him no more? What's up with him? I'm just gonna straight up tell him. There's nothing else wrong with it. It was just horrible.
What did everybody say when you embarrassed the hell out of this man at the party?
They said everybody just had a blank face. Everybody just froze for a minute. And I just kept it moving. I don't know. I don't remember because I had been drinking. I was drunk.
I'm going to need for you to handle your liquor better. This is why, you know, of course, what actually gets people into these situations is randomly fucking random people. You feel me? You know, if everybody only had sex with people they cared about and was in relationships with, you wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have this kind of shit happening. But
no, because you know what? We were supposed to be trying to lead up to something like that, but it was just too horrible. It was no way I could stay with him, or I would have been cheating on him the whole time. But we remained friends. That's why he was at my party. We remained friends. I don't have nothing against him. He just doesn't satisfy me, period.
But that was enough for you to just blurt out in a crowded room full of people?
I don't know nothing about it. This is what they told me the next day. And I know it's true, so I know I probably had to say it. Otherwise, other people wouldn't have known. But,
wow.
You know.
Next question. One more time. Our next question. Have you ever had someone tell a sexual encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
No.
You ain't never had nobody get the pussy told. You told them not to tell nobody. Never.
No, I ain't never said, don't say it, no.
Because if
it was a situation where nobody was supposed to say anything, it had to have been because either he was with somebody or I was, and it would have just, it wouldn't have happened. So, no, I've never had that situation where somebody told or where I told, no.
Okay, all right. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person? And if so,
no.
Why?
No.
So somebody
knows. You gotta tell somebody. You gonna tell? I don't care if you. I might not tell who it is. Just like I got a couple of friends that know that I kick it with somebody. They just don't know who it is. It's only like one or two of my good friends that I trust that I tell who it is.
Uh huh. But you gotta tell somebody, huh?
You gotta tell somebody.
All
this
right.
Shit don't happen, and you're going to want to talk about it to somebody.
Kissing and telling, man. Y'all hear this, ladies and gentlemen? So you already know, when you out there and you fucking somebody and you really think that shit is on the low, nothing is on the low. Nothing is on the low. Not all the way on the low. It may be lower than most, but it ain't all the way on the ground. All right. Question 5. Who kisses and tells more, men or women?
I think women do. Women do.
I feel the same way. Now,
you gotta tell somebody, like you say, on your way home or after he just left, you gonna call somebody. You gonna tell somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Like even if I tell my partner them, you feel me? I ain't gotta call them niggas the next day and be like, nigga, guess what, nigga? Oh, you ain't gonna. Nah.
You probably don't do that no more, but you used to.
Nah, I never really did it back in the day, really. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because I was a sneaky motherfucker. I fucked girls who had boyfriends a lot. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times I couldn't tell. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Chicks would cheat on their dudes with me a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I really couldn't tell a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, it's some women that I fucked that I had to wait years to tell because now everybody has dispersed and everybody's here. You know, and you feel me? And, you know, now
right.
Everybody I'm getting killed over the shit. You feel what I'm saying? So I told somebody years after it happened. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, well, women gonna tell it. I know I am.
Right.
I gotta say something. Yeah.
I know y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what it is. Now, if it's some crazy, wild shit, y'all ain't gonna tell nobody. If y'all done did some old freaky shit, and y'all don't want nobody else to know about it, y'all ain't gonna tell. Y'all might keep that to y'all self. Or if y'all got one good friend, y'all might tell her. For the most part. But yeah, I agree. I think it's y'all. Definitely if it's bad, it's y'all. Because if it's bad, I ain't even in the room.
Oh, yeah. If it's bad, yeah. We gonna tell it regardless.
Yeah, y'all make a point to tell it, and I just don't understand that. All right, stand by, all right?
All right.
Somebody please help me understand what is the point of why the hell y'all women feel the need to tell when a nigga sex is bad. I don't understand. What are y'all trying to do? What are y'all trying to prove? Shay, what are y'all trying to prove, Shay? Why y'all always
you
got to run?
Let me break it down and tell you what it is. Because it's like, now, the way I see it is like this. Now, how this nigga going to try me with some old sour-ass bad sex? It's like an insult. It's like, you know, somebody that insulted you, knowing good well they wasn't about shit and going to try you with some sorry-ass sex. That's why you got to tell. It ain't because it's like glorified, like it's so great. It's just because it's so damn bad you done wasted your time, just a waste of soap.
Man, look, first of all, you know what I think? I think a lot of times So you know what it is? Let me. Hello, I gotta stop the music. I can't even listen to the music when I say something about it. This is probably gonna be one of the trillest shit you ever heard on this motherfucking show, man. Real shit. Everybody on the phone lines, everybody on the internet, on the podcast, y'all gotta listen to me right now, real. If you can hear my voice, pay attention. Don't get me wrong. Women can have bad sex. You feel me? Y'all can have some dry pussy. Y'all can have some stank pussy. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all can have some too loose pussy and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, it's easy for y'all, even when y'all really don't got no fuck game on y'all, to look like or still please a man. You feel what I'm saying? It's real easy for y'all to please a man, because as long as your pussy don't get a little wet, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to suck the best dick, but as long as you put your mouth on that motherfucker a couple strokes and shit, let that nigga hit you from the back or whatever. Even if y'all don't go hard, like some of the trill motherfucking women go hard in the motherfucking bed, even if y'all don't go hard like that right now, y'all can still get away with that shit. And niggas will still keep fucking y'all. Niggas won't go around blasting y'all saying she ain't all that. But we won't do that. But us, our game got to be A1. I'm talking about from the first, damn near the first night on. A lot of women, if you don't give them an A1 fucking the first night, they gonna call you back to see if that was just an off night. They don't give a fuck. Then they gonna sex game when they only fucked you one time. Let me tell you something, fucking women right now. All right, now, all you motherfucking women who feel the need to go around and blast the niggas with bad, and this is not because I got bad sex. Don't make me start opening up the phone lines and verifying and testifying shit. All right. For all you new motherfuckers, that's not me. The issue is not an issue with me. But the point is, I feel like women, when y'all, there's no real reason for you to do that other than to utterly embarrass us as men. And then the crazy part about it is, y'all say, well, I need a real man in my life. Y'all post on Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. I need a real man. I want a real man, blah, blah, blah. And then don't realize how much emphasis you put on the most minute shit, like how good we can fuck, how much money we got. Y'all like to say y'all not gold diggers. Y'all like to say it ain't all about sex. But goddamn it, if a nigga broke and can't fuck, y'all gonna talk shit about him. You can't fucking have it both ways, ladies. You can't do it. Y'all been getting away with this shit since I've been fucking. Since, like, way before me, but since I came to the realization y'all getting away with this shit, like, when I was 21. Before I just was going over my head, I was legit. Once I became 20-something, I realized the double standards you motherfuckers constantly go and live by. When y'all say money ain't everything, y'all ain't gold diggers, y'all say, why is it always got to be about sex? Why we always trying to get the pussy? But you turn right around and dog a nigga out if he broke and ain't got shit and if he can't fuck. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, you know what I have to say about that? No, I don't.
Okay.
Then y'all need to raise your expectations for sex.
Okay.
Because as women, we're not that easy to please. Because if y'all shit, then we're going to let you know that you shit. At least I am. Like, I'm not going to keep coming back giving you time after time after time to disappoint me. I'm just not that simple.
Okay.
Now, one time, okay, maybe we was a little too drunk. Maybe it was an off night or whatever. But, okay, you don't get too many chances to redeem yourself, so to speak. I mean, you know, what you said, if chick is really not that, you know, really that bad, just because she got a pussy, that don't make it good. So just
the point
because she got
is,
a dick don't make it good.
Women.
Just because she got a big dick don't make it good. Because if you don't want to work that big dick, guess what? I'm going to let you know.
Listen, you women start fucking fessing up and just keeping it 100 and saying, but just really how important sex is, and since you know how important sex is and all that right there, stop fucking looking like deer in headlights when we fucking try y'all ass and try and get y'all pussy and test it out and see if it's worth us spending $300-$400 on 4 or 5 fucking dates. Go ahead and give us the pussy so we can goddamn keep our money in our pocket if you ain't got no good pussy. How about that? Let's just cut to the motherfucking chase then. If we got some bad dick, you ain't gonna call us back.
Well,
bitch,
can we get our pussy back when y'all give us some bad dick? How about that?
The fucking time, this fun divot, and all this other fucking shit, movies and shit. How about I find out if your pussy good enough for me to keep doing it, bitch? Oh, don't nobody want to do that, though. Don't nobody want to do that, though. All right, question number one, and I'm done.
I didn't get my mash in.
What is your mash? What would you like to mash?
I would like to mash this chick that sent me a Facebook request today.
Uh-huh.
And she only sent me one because I'm Facebook friends with her husband. And
how do you know that's the reason why she sent it?
because I don't know this person, and I know that it's his husband, her husband, because I looked up their last name. It's like one of them kind of last names, and I looked on his little list, and her name's up there under wife. I'm like, well, then why the fuck is she sending me a Facebook request? We don't know each other like that. I only know him through, like, a business type of casual contact.
Well, she's friends with her motherfucking husband.
It ain't like that. It's like a networking kind of thing, but I'm just saying. How's she going to send me a request? She don't know me from Adam. We've never met. She don't even know what I look like if she didn't have to see my Facebook picture.
Who the fuck you is? Why are you friends with her man? And she don't know you. Why are you friends on Facebook with her husband and this bitch don't even know you?
I just explained that little scenario. Why is she sending me Facebook requests? If she want to know who I am, why she don't ask her husband? Don't come to me with your questions. Ask your man.
Touché. Question number one.
Okay.
Do you kiss and tell?
No. Why you shoot me? Why you shoot me? I did not. Okay. Only if the person asked me to.
What?
Only if somebody asked me to. If they don't ask me to, then I ain't telling.
What do you mean ask you? No one says, would you please go tell everybody we fucked?
No, I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a need to know basis. Don't nobody need to know.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got no close friend, no homegirl, nothing like that right there. After you get your motherfucking walls knocked the fuck in, or if this nigga goddamn is the worst dick you ever had in your fucking life, you go. You absolutely just don't tell yourself.
I guess, yes, because I have told on some bad dick before. Actually, I told on some bad dick to another dude, actually. That's probably, like, even worse. But, yeah, I'll tell on bad dick. Because, again, like I said, I mean, it's like an insult. How you going to add insult to injury and just come up with some bad dick? It's like, how do you do that? And then the bad thing is, like, when you gloating thinking you really done did something, you laid back thinking you done did something, and I'm like, really? What was that? I could have had a V8.
You know what? Question number three. Have you ever... No, question number two. Which will make you tell faster, if it's great or horrible?
Horrible, because who wants to tell on great stuff? Somebody else might want it.
All you women are going to answer that question the same way. Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
I want to say no, but yes, kind of. Yeah.
Yes, right, yes?
Yeah.
All right, what was it?
I'm not supposed to be told.
You want to tell the people?
Huh? What'd you say?
I'm going to let you off the hook on that. I'm going to act like you didn't hear what I just said and you didn't say something. You heard what the fuck I said. Question number four. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person or people in the room know about?
Yes. See, that's why I don't kiss and tell, because anybody who needs to know was there. So, you know, if you wasn't there, you missed it.
Right. Touche. Question number five. Who kisses and tells more, men or women?
I'm going to have to say men, because y'all been talking about it, bragging about it, telling all the details about it.
No.
Yes.
We do not go into details like women.
Okay? I beg to differ. I've heard males.
Crazy. Okay. Everybody on this phone line, everybody listening to the show, knows that women go into morbid details about every fucking thing when it comes to sex. And you damn well know it. We've had this discussion numerous times on K100. Don't try and get on this particular episode and try and switch it all up now. You know for a fact that women get into more detail when it comes to talking about their sex campaigns than us. We've already had this show now.
Okay, sometimes, but that doesn't change the fact that I think that men kiss and tell more.
Well, yeah.
You could say it yourself. If you don't really have to be great for it to be, like, acceptable, then y'all are going to go tell it.
Right. Yeah, if it's good, okay, true. If it's good, yeah.
I mean, if she's community property, y'all going to be trying to pass around to see, oh, yeah, man, hit that, or whatever. So
I mean, sometimes the niggas, you know, if it's on some hood shit, then yeah, we gonna always say, "Oh, girl at the block got the best head in the world, nigga."
She does.
Hey, feel me? But that's when you get that trick hoe status in the hood. Once you get trick hoe, once you become trick hoe status in the hood, everything's game. All bets are off. All rules get changed because you a trick hoe.
The trick hoes don't even get that
kind of rule. Like, then they gonna feel like they're somebody. And bitch, you know about it. You're a trick hoe.
No, not of all the fellas running through.
I'm just saying. All right? So, you know, we can't have trick hoes thinking that they're regular women, because then they're going to want to goddamn go eat before they suck the dick now. We can't have that. It's out of control. Trick hoes, we don't have to feed them. And if we start treating them like regular women and keeping secrets and shit, then we got to start doing stuff that we do with regular women with the trick hoes, and that's not what they're here for. Okay? Okay. Last of the session. Welcome, everybody, to K100 Internet Radio, by the way. I'm your host, Blizzard. It's called K100 because I keeps it 100. You feel me? That's what I do. Now, you may not agree with my point and stance on a lot of these things, and that's understandable. Assholes are opinions, and vice versa. But I just give it to you how, 85% of black men think, you know what I'm saying? If you want to know what a black man thinks, you should listen to this show. Really, really. Stand by, Shay. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Twink. Twink's up next. 910's after that. 361. Janice after that. Twink.
Yep.
What's going on, babe? Thanks for holding on. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Follow me on Twitter. BLIZM. At Blizzard. BLIZM. At Blizzard. Follow me on Twitter, please. Hit me up. Say you broke K1. I blast out the K1 episodes on Twitter, too. Also, so follow me on Twitter. All right? Please. All right. Twink, you got anybody you want to mash since I didn't have a show yesterday before I start?
You know what? I did yesterday, but because I forgave them and I'm not giving them any power or shine, no, I don't.
Okay, fine. I, if you don't want to elaborate on it, I can't make you. What did they do to you?
Oh, he got caught cheating and then caught something and tried to bring it my way.
Oh. Yeah. That deserves that. I normally I mash people, but that deserves gunshots. I'll mash them also. But that's not good. That's not good. And I'll leave it at that. Episode 197. Question number one. Do you kiss and tell? AKA that was quick. That's really quick. You why? Well, you said it like matter of fact, like, yeah, I can tell.
No, well, because I've listened to the questions already, so it wasn't, you didn't have to finish all of it, but yeah, I do.
Why? Why?
Like, it's just like, if it's that good, where I've been known, it was one guy I was dealing with where I just had, afterwards, I was sitting in the car. I didn't even leave from his son's house. I couldn't drive. I had to get on the phone and tell my homegirl, look, this is where I'm at. This is what just happened. Oh, my God, you guys can get me. So, I've done it before. I'm not going to say I do it all the time, but I've done it before.
Okay, all right. So, you know, but I mean, on average, if you fuck somebody, you tell somebody, on average, most of the time. Right?
I mean, if I did it, then one of my homegirls already knew that's where I was going and what I was going to do anyway. I don't like to go over somebody's house or go out somewhere and nobody know where I'm at, because if I go missing, I need somebody to know my last known whereabouts.
Wait. Just say you're going to a guy's house doesn't mean you're going to fuck him. You don't have to go. You know that we're talking about sex, okay?
I know, but what I'm saying is if I already know in the back of my mind that's what I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not one of the people. If you call me, I'm going to go, hey, I want to hang out with you. I'm not stupid. You don't want to hang out with me. Fuck out my face.
But damn, I might want to hang out with your twink. I'm kind of offended.
But if you wanted to hang out with me, that's one thing. But if, like, some random dude just hit me up and was like, yo, I met you in the club, we should chill. You should come to my house, you know, we can drink and smoke and chill and, you know, hang out and shit. What the fuck does that mean? You don't want
to
chill.
You
want
to hang out. Okay. I'm going to have to do a whole show on that. Question number two. Because I don't even know what do you mean? Okay. Question number two. That's too much. That's going to take me down a whole 10 minutes of conversation. Because I don't understand why you feel like you can't go over to the dude's house and just hang out with him and chill.
No, I'm not saying all guys. It's just...
What are you saying?
I've noticed, like, lately, I go to the club, and when I was down south, when I was in Georgia, last week, as you know, I'm trying to hang out with you, hit me up. I was like, yo, I'm trying to hang out with you and chill. Huh? And I was like, all right, cool. He was like, yo, can you stop by 7-Eleven right quick and pick up some Magnum? I thought you wanted to hang out. What happened to that?
Nah, you know what? I can't do it. I can't go down that because that sounds unrealistic. That doesn't sound like a true story. Why would a guy that's never had sex with you tell you to stop by the store and pick up Magnum, and y'all haven't had any kind of conversation about sex? See, that doesn't make sense to me. Who does that? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Okay. Your story doesn't make sense. I'm going to the next.
I don't understand why it doesn't make sense. That's how I.
Because
how
you
I know.
Said your guy that you just met in the club said, come over to my house and chill. And while you're on your way, can you stop by 7-Eleven and pick up some Magnums? What guy calls a girl that he's never fucked before and doesn't even know if he can get the pussy?
That's what dude hit me with. After he was like, yo, are you on your way? He was like, stop by the store when I was in the car.
Don't believe it. You maybe happen, but I'm having a hard time. I'm struggling with that one. Question number two, because you know what? I can't even let it go. Why would a guy who's never gotten a pussy before and doesn't even know if he's gonna get the pussy, right, tell the chick to stop by the store and get Magnum? If you had any chance whatsoever of getting the pussy, the average nigga gonna tell you, nigga, you just fucking blew your fucking chance of getting the pussy head off with that ridiculous thing.
I don't know.
I don't know a guy on this phone line who would do that right now. If I open up every
do you want me to call a dude? Because it's not the same as I'm calling.
That means you already told him he could get the pussy beforehand.
No.
Okay. Next question. Which will make you tell? Because I don't believe that. Next question. Which will make you tell faster, if the sex was great or horrible?
It was horrible. I'm gonna make sure nobody I know ever, never ever put themselves through what I just had to go through.
You don't consider what that does to the guy, do you? You don't care.
No.
Fuck, do you?
Does he consider what he did to me when he did it, when he gave me some horrible payment?
Okay. What's that? By the way, if anybody had any reservations about which one of the sexes are the heartless bastards, well, now you have it. Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
Yes.
What happened?
Me and this guy was dating, broke up about 2 weeks later. I slept with his homeboy, and then the dude was, like, talking bad about me. He was like, man, yeah, he was just down talking to me. And other dude just jumped out and was like, nuh-uh, it's good. I had him. Yeah, it just was horrible. And I got a phone call the next day about, you know, asking you, how could you do this to me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I to this day, I denied to him. But, yeah, it happened. You know, well.
So let me get this straight. And this is for you, by the way. Let me get this straight. You had to let it play all the way out on this story. Besides the fact that you stopped by the store and got condoms for a guy that you don't even randomly know.
I didn't say I went to the store. I didn't say I stopped by the store, but that's what he asked me to do.
Oh, did you stop and get the condoms?
I didn't even go over there.
Okay. Well, I guess you get some credit for that. But back to this story. So you fucked the guy's friend, which, of course... You automatically get this sound on K100 when you fuck a guy's homeboy. I don't give a fuck what the scenario or situation is, bitches. Y'all get this. Anytime you fuck a guy's homeboy. Vice versa for the fellas. You get the sound. You get the whole sound. So, you did that. And the first guy that you fucked was saying that your pussy wasn't good. You had a bad pussy report, a BPR.
Yeah, he was just, you know, yeah, I'm glad I ain't with her no more. F her. Yeah, he's just trying to, I guess, make himself feel better because I broke up with him.
And then you fucked his friend.
Yeah, and his homeboy came to my aid. The way he told it was, you know, I was defending you.
I can't even tell you how much of a bitch nigga this bitch nigga is that did that. Okay, all right, but you was fucking with two bitch niggas in this scenario. Go ahead and get that out in the open. The second nigga is more of the bitch nigga because he actually put some shit out there that was supposed to be on the low, trying to defend the honor, on top of the fact that he fucked his homeboy's chick, ex-chick, so he's just an all-around bitch nigga. So we're going to give him just the whole... For bitch niggas, you know how we do them here at K100. We don't like them. We don't advocate bitch niggas. That story is, yeah, but, you know, that wasn't supposed to be told, and then... On top of that, the guy told, like, what guy does that, so. But when you're dealing with bitch niggas, Twink, you got to stay away from bitch niggas, Twink. Okay?
I didn't know at the time. I didn't know.
You got to stay away from bitch niggas. Okay. You know, but you do know now that they bitch niggas, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you very much. Question 4. Have you ever had a sexual encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us?
Then it wouldn't be something that no one knows but me and him.
You can change the names to protect the innocent.
No, because he's married.
Well, so you fucked a married guy, so that's why you can't tell anybody but him.
Yeah.
Once again. Had to let it play all the way out? Let's play all the way out. When you fuck somebody's husband, you get the whole sound on K100. Who kisses and tells the most, men or women?
I'd have to say it's equal.
It is nowhere near equal when the sex is bad, because we don't even talk about our bad sex capades. You can say it's equal when it's good, maybe. We may even get a little bit more. We may tell even a little bit more when that shit is fat. But when it comes down to if the sex is bad, hands down, you women... undoubtedly report that. For some reason, y'all just have to report that. Y'all feel like, I don't know what's up with that. All right, stand by out of line. Stay on the line, all right?
Actually, I got to step out. Got to get the kids.
Okay,
well,
cool. That's cool. Well, thanks for calling in, though. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. My fingers hurt. My finger hurts from hitting the whole sound with Twink. My finger's sore. The tip of my finger... How many times I had to push it? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 910, you're on Cable 100. What's popping? Who's this?
Derek, man.
Oh, D. Oh,
I know it's been a minute, man.
I know, man. I know it was either you or Doug, or I think Nikki got the 9102, so I'll be knowing y'all. After I just know y'all all got 910s. Thanks for calling the show, man. Kissing and telling. Question number one, homie. By the way, how about those Lakers?
Man. Fuck you, man.
Okay. All right. I got to let you go because I got another friend on the line. She's really super sensitive about her Lakers. She's pressing the number one. Give me one second. Yes, Michigan girl.
Really? You have to go there?
I forgot you were on the phone. I know he's a big Lakers fan.
Really? Okay. All right.
Y'all be back next year. Hopefully. Maybe.
We're going to do something.
All right.
Hey, don't let them get you, D. Don't let them get you. They just...
Y'all didn't lose in 7 at the... Y'all got swept and embarrassed. Embarrassing game.
Okay, that's in the past. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, are y'all going to cheer for the Heat? Cheer for the Heat. Are you going to cheer for the Heat? Cheer for the Heat.
Who?
Cheer for the Heat.
I don't know.
Why not? What are you going to cheer for, Dallas? You're going to cheer for Dallas?
Nah.
Cheer for the Heat now. Go ahead, man.
I'm not cheering
for the Heat. Cheer for the Heat, man.
No, I can't do it.
All right, question number one, Derek, do you kiss and tell?
Yeah.
You kiss and tell. Why do you do that?
I mean, shit. You gotta tell somebody.
Why? Well, you're like,
because I mean, either way, it's gonna be known. I mean, if it's my girl, they gonna know I'm hitting. If it's my niggas, they gonna know I'm fucking with somebody. So I mean, ain't no point in me lying or trying not to tell nobody.
What if it's not your girlfriend though? Why you gotta tell somebody?
Because that shit is, man. Because I don't know. Just because. I don't know.
You can't give me a reason. Just because you want to tell? Just because you want to tell?
I'm saying just because that shit is funny. Like, it's just funny.
Funny?
Yeah, I hit that. I guess you get your rep up a little bit if you want to say that.
I know. Once again, everybody, Derek is how old?
Oh, I'm 23.
When you get 33, you'll understand why that says is not so popular anymore. Okay?
Yeah, I know, man. I'm starting to learn a little slowly but surely.
All right. Question number two. Which will make you tell faster, if the shit was great or if the shit was horrible?
If the shit was great. But I will say that the only reason I say that is because, like, if the shit was horrible, you might not want me, unless your niggas is trying to get on it too. I ain't really trying to tell them that the shit was that bad. Just be like, because they ain't going to be looking at you like, nigga, you've been trying to get on that for so long. You got that shit, and that shit was bad. So
that's what I'm saying with the ladies, though. I'm like, if why are you going back telling your homegirls and all this in a room full of people at a barbecue all this shit if no one is trying to fuck that person?
Yeah.
If they're not trying to fuck that person themselves, why are you feeling the need to go tell your homegirl how bad?
I don't need to tell them. Like,
you know what,
keep it to myself.
Yeah, that's, and I'm like that. I mean, if the shit was bad, I'm like, I ain't even try to find my. If it's bad, I'm going to forget about that hoe. I ain't even going to remember to tell. I'm gonna forget I fucked that bitch. That's what
they're going to be like, what happened with that old girl? He's going to be like, man, shit. And leave it at that. Like, shit, I don't even know. Like,
but these women, man, I don't know what's up with these women, man. These women, I've told you, evil, man. Evil. Evil bastard. Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
Back in high school, I did. I had this chick I was fucking with. She ended up breaking down. I guess she's one of them damn. She get hysterical and shit. So she got hysterical one night with her boyfriend and told him. So, I mean, you know what the thing is? I didn't really care. She wanted to keep it on the low, not me. I mean, I didn't tell nobody, but man, it didn't affect me. She wasn't my girl, so.
I had a chick do that one time, and I got real mad at her. You feel me? Just like, yo, you know I know this nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Why did you tell? But I knew the dude. You feel me? You know what I mean? And she knew that we had to see each other. You feel me?
See.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, why'd you tell him that shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I mean? You feel me? Like, why'd you do that? I was real mad. I stopped speaking to her because I'm like, yo, why did you do that? Like, she was like, well, he kept fucking asking. He kept saying, you know what I'm saying? Did I ever fuck you? Blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you know what? I just told him, nigga, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, that guy tired of that motherfucker asking. I'm like, bitch, but you ain't the only motherfucker involved in this scenario. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't the only one in it.
Yeah, you know, how you going to take it upon yourself to just change it? We said we're going to keep this between us, and bitch, you going to go back and tell the nigga. You ain't tell your homegirl the shit. You told this nigga. I mean, we never did get into it about it, but you know, nigga know I know he know. You know what I'm saying? We just never really was.
See, that was the difference.
You feel me? Nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Her nigga ain't know. We ain't even know each other. Like, she was dating him, and he was out of state. So, what the fuck could he do? Besides, I mean, come down to where I stayed and come see me. I mean,
this scenario was not it. This was in the hood, and I had to see this nigga all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, you so fucking stupid. I was mad as hell. I sucked her ass out. Question number four. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
Nah.
Not one. You done told every goddamn thing.
I didn't tell everything, but it was one that the only reason I kind of said something to my homeboy because he kind of knew, but it was, I wasn't supposed to say nothing, but it kind of like, it just, he knew. Because the way I came in late, and he just like, he was like, yo, you was with old girls out of this, and I was like, man, I ain't really admit to it, but I didn't tell him no. Like, I was just like,
That's bullshit.
It wasn't supposed to be said on either part, but I mean, it wasn't like neither one of us is in a relationship, though, but it was just kind of like, we was trying to be low about it, because where we was, niggas was in everybody's business and worrying about this, worrying about that. She was kind of trying to talk to another nigga. So, I don't know. But, that shit slipped out, man. Yeah, you can go ahead and cock the gun if you want.
It slipped out. man, you know, I think when you're younger, of course, you want to get your weight up. You feel me? One thing about women love it. Women love to tell when they fuck a popular nigga. You feel me? Popular nigga, if a woman fucks a popular dude that everybody already wanted to fuck, then, you know, if the person is popular, I think that goes across the board. It ain't even just women. Men and women. If whoever it is they fuck is popular and they know a lot of other people wanted to fuck them or be with them, it's easier for some reason. It's like you can't keep that shit in. You got to tell somebody. You know what I'm saying? When you do that shit, when you fuck somebody that you know, that motherfucker, everybody wants, you know, you gotta say, you can't, it's so hard to fucking hold it in. It's really, 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 really difficult. Really
but
difficult to
like,
hold it in.
That's like that high school shit, like when you got star athlete or some shit like that, and the first bitch to get to him, like she walking around, like she golden, like, I fucked that nigga out of this. And then she realized soon that she ain't going to be the only one, but... I mean,
yeah, because he's the popular guy.
Yeah. It don't take much. I mean,
that's what they don't understand. Last one, who kisses and tells the most, men or women?
Women.
Why you say that?
Because, like, they always act like they ain't, but they get in their little groups and they just start to yakking about this and that. Like, I hate that shit where they feel like we talk about sex more than them. They talk about just as much as us. So
they
I'm gonna just sit around and be like, have a conversation with my niggas, like, yeah, man, let's just talk about who we done fucked, like.
Right.
If it come up, it come up. Or a nigga might be like, yo, what happened to old girl you was trying to get with? You like, oh yeah, I got it, but you know, ain't nothing we gonna sit around and just talk about all damn day.
Right. But they don't understand that. That shit is actually gay as fuck. Niggas don't even sit down and just chit-chat about that shit. We'll bring it up, but we ain't gonna just sit around and just go about it and talk about it. We're going to go on some other shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But women really don't get it, man. That's what I'm saying. They don't understand. They really are the motherfuckers who talk about sex way, way more and way more in-depth. It ain't really cool for you to really just get too in-depth with your niggas about that shit.
I got a perfect example. We had me and my three other niggas was at my crib drinking and playing spades. And we was talking about basketball. And you know, we was talking da da this, da da that, went to music, all kinds, and then we started talking about hoes and shit. And the shit went to hoes like for 5 seconds, like, yeah, man, remember back in the day when you fucked so and so, da da this, da da that, yeah, that shit was funny. And we moved right on. Like, we ain't keep it there like the whole night. Like, yeah, man, I'm trying to fuck this. I done fucked that. Remember that? Yeah, I done fucked that too. Man.
Right. I discuss it with my homeboys and we talk about it and shit, but we don't dwell on it for hours and hours. Women.
Nah, nobody got time for that. On
exactly.
To the next one, anyways.
Yep. All right, homie. Thanks for calling in. Stay on the line.
Oh,
all right.
I'm gonna try. I'm about to get these weights.
All right, homie. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Ruby Candy.
Yes.
What's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. You did?
You're welcome.
Jana, I see you on the line next. You feel me? 347-934. What is that noise? I can't hardly hear.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to... Let me get out of here real quick. Okay.
All right. Thanks. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial this show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 197. I got Ruby Candy on the line. she's gonna tell me some things. I don't know. I'm just gonna listen to what Ruby has to say. Ruby, do you kiss and tell? Do you kiss and tell?
Not. I told y'all. I mean, like in the group one time, you know, where I did it with this chick and I ended up crying after I met it. So you know, I told y'all. And then what happened in November? You know, I told y'all. Y'all the only ones that know besides you know that person and my brother.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you have groups like K100 and stuff like that, right there, that is considered, ladies and gentlemen, kissing and telling. If you tell them.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I did. I kissed and told. Yes, I did.
So, which will make you tell faster, if it's great or if it's horrible? Which one do you tell? You can't wait to come home for themselves.
Well, me personally, I won't tell unless you put yourself out there. Like, if you just say, yeah, you could do this, you're the best fucking bitch that can give the best head, and, you know, you put yourself out there, and then it's going to piss me off. And, I mean, you say you did this, and hell yeah, I'm going to put your ass on blast. So, yeah, if you're bad.
If you're bad.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter if you're a gay woman. It's just, you just got to tell if it's bad. Y'all all just going to tell if it's bad.
Not really. I'm not going to. Only if you put yourself out there. Like, if you just put it out there and we're hanging out and you're just like, yeah, you know, yeah, I did it. You know, and if you just tell me, yeah, you can give some good ass head and I'm just laying there like, you know, what the fuck? Oh, I'm going to tell somebody, hell, don't fuck that bitch. She don't know what she's doing.
Okay. Have you ever had, question number three, have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to get out?
No. Not that I know of.
You ain't never fucked nobody, you know, say a sister-in-law or anything like that right there. Somebody found out about it.
Oh, my God. I told. Oh, my God.
I'm just asking. I got a real good fucking memory, Ruby.
No, I told. That's what I told that. You know, I told him. You know, I told my brother, you know, what happened. And, I mean, oh, my God.
Just asking.
You never let me live that down with you.
Matter of fact, before I forget.
I was drunk.
All right, that's what they all say. You know what I'm saying?
I was drunk. And she was supposed to take care of me because I was in the shower, you know, half discombobulated. You know, hey, I did. Oh, my God.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Question number four. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
Yes. Yes, I have plenty.
You want to tell us about it?
No.
Why not? You already said you kissed and tell already. So
no,
why?
That was just it. No.
I'm not trying to get you to tell it. I'm just saying. You only said that you're a person that kisses and tells. So what is it about this and that? Can you just tell me?
Because they wasn't bad. See what I'm saying? They wasn't bad.
So, okay.
And
so
it's,
and
it's just like a secret. So, I mean.
A secret because it's good?
No, and because I don't want to put them out there like that. Because, you know, a couple of them, you know, didn't mess with females.
When to pull a couple of them out of the closet, they really don't, and they really
right,
really,
right.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure most gay women done did that. I'm pretty sure it's a whole bunch of women that fuck women who really don't. They don't want nobody else to know they done did that. So I guess somebody being you, I can see why you got a couple of women under your belt that you can't tell nobody about because they probably married with kids and shit and don't nobody supposed to know they fuck women and this whole scenario. Am I right? Am I close? Basically,
you close. You close.
You know what I'm saying?
You close.
Anybody I know? I forget it. I won't ask them. I'm crying too much. Last question. Who kisses and tells more, men or women? Actually, I want to know. Actually, I'm gonna call your phone. Who kisses and tells more?
I say men. They tell when it's good. Women, they tell when it's bad.
Yeah.
That's just. I mean, because it is what it is. Because you never. Cause I mean, I wouldn't. If I'm telling somebody, yeah, this girl got some good ass, you know, or if I was straight, this man got some good ass dick. You think I want another bitch running after him and he got some good, and you just told it on yourself and you just put yourself in that predicament.
Well, it's all about who you tell. I mean, if your home,
right.
If you got a homegirl, if you got the kind of homegirl that's going to fuck a nigga that you just because you said that he's got some good sex, is that really your homegirl? I mean, you got to pick your friends more wisely. I don't know what to tell you.
Friend or foe. You got to think about that. Friend or foe.
Okay. I'm just saying. Y'all, all women are using the because she might try to fuck him excuse for why y'all don't tell when it's good, but y'all are compelled to tell the whole fucking world when it's bad.
Hey, I will tell it while you're there. I'm not going to say it behind your back. If you bad and you just put yourself out there lying and you know you lying, I'm going to put you out there and tell the whole truth about the whole situation. So, hey, if we having sex and you ain't good, you better tell me the truth that you ain't good.
Oh, that's going to help me get the pussy. Yeah, I want to fuck you, but I suck.
Hey, there's room for improvement. There's room for improvement. I don't mind teaching you to a certain extent.
Okay. All right. You know what? Stay on the line. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. You know, tonight's been a lot of revelations going on tonight. We've had a great show. Episode 197. K100 Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Janet's up next, and then I see 478. That must be the homegirl. All right, you after Janet. Janet was on deck, and then 478, you on deck too. Janet, what's popping, babe?
Blizzum, what's good?
Good, what's good? Thanks for calling the show. You did. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Jenna, I'll let you get your mash in since I didn't have Mondays. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it's a messy mash, all right? I'm going to tell you. And it's going to answer the last question of your lineup there. Okay, I have a good friend of mine. It ain't pertaining to me, but it's a good friend of mine, right? Her man, whatever, was cheating. And it was with an older woman. And, well, she found out who she was and whatnot. She found her on Facebook and got into her page. Wouldn't you know this woman knew all about their relationship and their family and whatnot? And didn't you know that she tried to betray him as her boyfriend and, like, her man? Like, full on. She would say every idea. She said that she had said every idea in her head on that page. She put every date they ever went on. Oh, amazing night. All that shit. She put gifts. She would put pictures. She had pictures. She would talk about all the places they would go to. I mean, straight up. You want to talk about messy and trifling?
Well, I'm going to mash both of them because he was fucking a hoe.
Yeah! Yeah! But wouldn't you know this woman was a 40-year-old grandmother, and he was, like, around my age?
I mean, cougars are at an all-time high right now.
But, like, you know, some women, you know, in their 40s, they're bad. But, you know, this woman, I saw her picture. Oh, man. I'm not going to say nothing, but, you know.
Bad,
It is. It's
okay.
Bad. I'm not
going to
say nothing. It's bad.
Bad. Okay. Well, I mashed him. Yeah! I don't know what I'm mashing. Am I mashing because he's fucking the older chick and she's not hot? I don't know what I'm mashing.
No,
but
it's trifling all around. It's just
foul. It's cheating.
It's cheating. Right. But she's trying to portray him as her man. There's a picture tagged from her brother. They're all out together like Halloween or something.
Well, obviously, Jenna, this is more than just pussy. If he done met her brother, he done went out to eat with her brother and shit. I mean, first of all, I'm not even gonna mash her anymore. I'm gonna mash this motherfucker because you got a wife or whatever, and you know, and you tricking off with a bitch, and you going to chill with the family and shit. Like you really her man? I mean, really?
Right.
Okay then. So you talking about mash her? I'm gonna mash his ass. Question number one, episode 197. Did you kiss and tell?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, you have kiss and tell. Which will make you tell faster? If it was good or if it was horrible?
The faster, I would say it was good.
If it was good, you're gonna want to call your homegirl and tell her about it?
I'm gonna talk like my closest homegirl. I ain't gonna talk about it like on Facebook, talking about I had the best dick in my life and all this. I ain't gonna go out and blast it everywhere, but you know I do have a close homie. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, everybody does. I mean, if you don't, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
and you know they can't say that they have never told nobody because you have told somebody about your sexual encounter. I mean, come on now. I mean, it's good. And, you know, why are you going to sit there and talk about some bad dick you don't have? That makes you look bad, kind of, in a way.
Thank you. Wow. Jenna, thank you.
That's how I think my head, though. So, you know, that's just me.
You coming out here ready to run and tell when y'all get some bad dick. Girl, even so bad. Bitch, kill yourself. Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. All right. I don't know how much random dick you really done had, Janice. I don't know how qualified you are for some of these questions.
I haven't had much random dick. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Right. And no one wants to hear about how you fuck your boyfriend. That's kind of boring.
I know. So.
Just saying. Have you ever had a sex encounter that no one knows about but you and that other person?
No, I don't.
Gosh, you're really not helping the cause.
I know.
Last question. Who kisses and tells more, men or women?
Women.
I wholeheartedly agree. Thanks for calling into the show, all right?
All right.
478. Miss Breezy, what's popping? 478. Miss Breezy.
What's good?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial it to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial it to the show. If you're on the phone lines, hit the number one, holler at your boy. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 197. Kissing and telling. You people are gross. You can't keep shit to yourself. Nothing. What's wrong with you? What did I tell everybody? Question number one. Do you kiss and tell? Do you kiss and tell?
Do I kiss and tell? No.
Uh-huh. You don't kiss and tell?
No.
So you don't got no homegirls or nothing that when you fuck a guy or whatever that you'll call and tell, you know, girl, you know me, I'm a homeboy, came through you. Nobody, not even your closest circle of friends.
Oh,
you don't
like
tell.
That. Yeah, if he's babby, yeah, I tell.
If he's what?
Babby.
Babby?
Yeah.
Bad. That's bad, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
Why do you feel the need to, why are you compelled to tell if he's bad? What are you getting out of that? What is the point?
Because I don't like, I mean, most of the time, I don't know, it's the sense that most guys have, like, when they get ready to put it down. Like, they kind of, like, stand over you or something and, like, pull their pants down and act like it's going to hang or something, especially when it's small. Like, get the hell out of here. Like, nah. Yeah, so I run and tell. I'm like, yo, you would not believe what just happened and what the boy just did. Yeah, I definitely tell. I feel compelled to tell because he's whack Arnold's.
Oh my God. You fucking, I don't know. I don't, you know, you women are just, I don't know.
Hello, my name is
Kelly. Guys, you know what, fellas, every fucking guy on this phone line, starting with myself, I'm making a vow. Fellas, I'm going to post this up everywhere on my Facebook page. I'm going to post this up on all my groups I'm in. Fellas, we got to start putting these babbitt-ass, non-fucking, non-sucking dick assholes on motherfucking front street, nigga.
What?
They get away from murder. These bitches are getting away with all kinds of shit. No, fuck that. All these stank pussies.
That's not the topic.
All you motherfucking goddamn bitches who can't suck a dick. All of you. We got to stop being nice to bitches, fellas. We got to start telling everybody. As soon as we leave, call your fucking closest homeboys and tell them, boy, this bitch cannot suck a dick. Oh, my God, nigga. This bitch pussy feel like a motherfucking barrel, nigga. God damn. Oh, my God. This bitch pussy was so fucking dry. We got to do it, fellas.
You stupid. Y'all do that anyway.
No, we don't. That's what you fail to realize. No, we don't. No, we don't. We rarely talk about some shit when it's bad. Haven't you been paying attention to me? You haven't been on the line long enough.
I called in and I put the phone down. I had to do something.
Yeah. See, the thing about it is we don't talk about it when it's bad. When it's bad, that's when y'all feel compelled to tell a motherfucker. Y'all got to tell when it's bad. But if it's good, y'all want
to keep. How can you hold it? It's bad. Like you want to tell somebody that it was damn bad. Like who wants to hold that in?
Fellas, every fella on the line, if you fuck with a babbitt asshole on any form or level, nigga, tell everybody. If she whack, nigga, tell everybody. Because she going to do you like that, shout, I'm telling you. If you whack, tell everybody. Fuck it. Because obviously from the show tonight, if you are not good and bad, that is a major thing that women feel compelled to tell everybody about. So, yeah, here she's a little bit tart, nigga, tell everybody. Put it on Facebook.
I'm saying
nigga.
That'll be her bad if she jumping somewhere and she's a little bit tired. Right.
Tell everybody. She gonna tell everybody if you come quick. She gonna tell everybody if your dick gonna get hard. She gonna tell everybody if your dick little. If that bitch shit smell any kind of whiff of tart, nigga, tell everybody. Tell her friends, homegirls at the party, at a barbecue when you get drunk, bitch. Tell everybody. Fuck it. No more slack for these hoes. I'm telling you, man. It's gotta be like that. It's got to be like, it's the only way it's going to be fair. But for some reason, men feel like we shouldn't kiss and tell when it's bad. When it's good, when it's somebody that everybody want to fuck, then we want to tell. Because we proud, we got pussy. But when it's bad, we don't really make it our business to really put that out there like that too tough, though. We will if we forced to. We back into a corner. But y'all got to call as soon as that nigga leave and be like, girl, this nigga here. Well, I tell you what. From now on, fellas, if you're on the phone line, fellas, this what we going to do, fellas. We going to tell on their ass if anything is out of place, period. They going to do it to you. You see, you've been listening to the show all night, kiss and tell. The number one thing they want to tell is if your shit ain't good. We got to even the playing field, fellas. All right, question number three.
I know you are, Lord.
I really feel compelled to say that because
you really went in though, like.
No, though, I'm really gonna fucking start doing it. I'm not playing. And I'm gonna tell all my homeboys to start doing it.
God.
Mitch. So if you got some tart pussy, you might want to stay the fuck far with the Blizzum because they're gonna put you out there.
You stupid. You is dumb.
What's gonna happen? Don't fuck me. Don't fuck with me because I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell. Because that's what the fuck y'all do. I'm gonna fucking tell. Question number three.
Y'all tell anyway.
We'll tell if it's good, and that's just giving your ass a prop. We just giving y'all ass. Yeah, we gonna tell. She's fine to tell. Yeah, we gonna tell. We got a pussy. Ooh, that head was fine, nigga. That bitch got a monster head. We gonna tell. But we'll never tell when y'all shit fucked up and that's when we go wrong. But that's the first thing y'all gonna do. Let a nigga not fuck y'all right. Y'all gonna be on the phone as soon as he leaves.
You don't think that's nothing to tell? That's something to tell somebody if it's not good.
I'm spreading the word to me and all my partner them. My partner them. Nigga, my partner them.
Maybe they get their weight up. That's good. Tell them.
Maybe not. I don't know. But one thing about it, you got them two loose pussy, dry pussy, stank pussy, can't suck a dick ass hoes when they get put on blast. BRK100. Now, question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
Yes. I didn't get number two.
Yes, you did. Will you tell? Which will make you tell if it's fast? Which will make you tell if it's great or horrible? You said, you know, horrible.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Question number three. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I did.
What happened? What happened? Tell us. It's already out there anyway. You might as well tell us. Don't tell us.
You stupid. You dumb. I'm just saying, like, you know, I went to go holler at somebody or whatever. And, you know, they had their peoples or whatever on deck. And she just slipped through the cracks. And I was like, damn, the boy ain't even say nothing. But, you know, homeboy, you know, was compelled to tell it. So, you know, incidents like that, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, that happened.
But
I mean,
do you feel that was right for the homeboy to say something?
No. I never said it was right. I never said it was right. That's not right. That's not right. If you really wanted to be on the low, just don't. You can't. Listen. Now, one thing I'd like to make a point about. Just because you fucking somebody and you think it's in between you and them, if they got a roommate, you know what I'm saying, that sees your ass come over there at 10 and leave at 6 every motherfucking day, you know you ain't the other motherfucker, you and him and the only person that know, right? I'm just saying. You want to put it out there. Okay? Okay. Question
you stupid, but I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, you said kiss and tell, like, that's where it shows that niggas talk too much. Like, still, some shit just don't need to be repeated.
Yeah, just like if a nigga can't fuck, don't need to be repeated. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm for the fucking ass on my ass. This shit is hot, nigga. I'm going to make this a movement with niggas. Question number four.
You can't save the world, Liz. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're gonna see. I can make it right though. I can help.
That wasn't, you know, my story in that situation. It wasn't about that. We talking about the tell part, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Have you
let's get that clear. It wasn't no small situation over there. Let's get that straight.
You know what I'm saying? See how you can't let it go? You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
You can't let it go. Let's move on. See, I'm trying to move on. You won't let it go.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
All right, now. Question number four. No. Okay. Have you ever had a sexual encounter that no one knows about but you and that person?
Yes, I did.
How come you didn't tell anybody?
Because it was the pastor.
It was stop the music. I knew it was going
to
be
one. It was the pastor, and, I mean, sometimes you just don't need to tell nobody. I mean, you know, he didn't have a wife, and he was feeling me. And, you know, I hollered at the pastor.
I can't tell you how many levels of wrong that is.
That is not wrong. No, it's not. No, it's not.
I mean,
you make that your next post. You make that your next post, and I guarantee you're going to be...
No one's going to be on your way. What do you think? People are going to be on your side that you fucked the pastor?
Tell me, how would you post it, and I would respond right now.
You seduced him. You seduced him.
I did not. I had on... I was covered fully in church.
You seduced him.
But first of all, Blizz, I'm not even a member. I'm not even a member at his church. First of all, he hollered at me in the store. Later on, you know, I found out, you know, that he was a pastor, and he was like, you know, I really hope that you're mature enough to keep this between me and you. I'm like, where am I going to stand, you know, and give my testimony that I, you know, banged you out? Like, come on. No, I'm not going to do that.
Did you know he was a pastor before he put his dick in you, period?
I'm saying, praise the Lord. It was good. Like, it was good. It was great.
Put Ruby. You might be Ruby there.
Huh?
And Ruby's got a fast
Ruby?
Track. Ruby's got
what
a fast
Ruby do?
Well, I mean, besides, you know, fucking her sister-in-law and standing up in the middle of the...
But that's my ace right there. I mean, Ruby, that's my homie, so...
There's some things Ruby's done, but you're going to be her there. You're going to go to hell quicker than Ruby Candy, and that says
I am not. That meant I was holy. I was blessed with that. What are you talking about? That was the most blessed dick I ever had. What are you talking about?
Your logic is fucking scary right now. I'm fearful of your life. with the logic that you just used.
You stupid. You stupid. No, I mean, no.
Hey, Ruby. Hey, Ruby.
You know what?
Hey, Ruby. Hey, boo-boo. How you doing, Miss Charisma? Big ups to fucking the preacher. But you know what, Blizzum? I rebuke you.
Thank you, Candy. Thank you.
I care about getting rebuked by any one of you.
Thank you, Candy.
I'm going to go to hell quicker than I am.
I know, you hear that?
I can go to church Sunday and do a testimony and, you know, do all my little, you know, whatever I got to do.
Okay.
Really? I miss you, girl. Where you been?
I'm hanging up with Ruby. I got other people on the phone line. 850, here I come. Okay.
That wasn't bad though.
You fucked the preacher. You soiled a man in the cloth. And you.
He is not a preacher. He is a pastor. He is beyond a preacher.
You knew the pastor of a church before you. He put his dick in you. You should have said.
I'm saying what I'm supposed to say. No.
Yes, yeah, it's something in you should have clicked. I know he wrong.
What? What should have clicked? Don't you think that clicked was what's supposed to click? That was what happened.
He's the one that took the oath that he's wrong, but damn. I mean, come on.
He is not wrong. He is not married.
What?
He is a man.
Fornication means? Do you know what fornication
means? And you do it every day. So what's the difference because he's a pastor?
You know what? I'm glad you didn't tell anybody. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm glad you didn't kiss and tell. I'm glad you didn't fuck the pastor and then go tell. I'm going to give you props for that.
You're the first person I told.
The last person you're going to tell is going to be the almighty if you goddamn sing your ass downstairs.
That's not funny. Move on.
Who kisses and tells the most, men or women?
I would definitely say men.
Why?
And the reason I say men is because you said they only tell when it's good, but 9 times out of 10, most of the time is good because they already have intentions on who they want to be with anyway, so it turns out to be wonderful. It's very rare that, you know, these days a man finds somebody with some tart cooch or whatever.
What? Nah.
What, is this recent stuff you found in this out?
No. It's not so far-fetched. And the problem is, there's probably plenty of y'all out there with tart pussy, but no one tells on y'all ass. No one puts y'all ass out there.
No. Because if you that stupid and you're tart and you still on your knees, then that's your problem.
On my word, things are gonna change. On my word. Stand
but
by.
Liz, that's what I'm saying. You're talking about there's plenty out there tart. I'm talking about if chicks are tart, you know, you would get up. You ain't just going to stay down there and continue doing your business and somebody tart.
But I didn't say I would go tell the whole world like you would. You said as soon as you got there, get up.
I didn't tell the whole world. What did I just say? You said it was an error in the counter I had that I didn't say. And what did I told you? Yeah, one.
You can't tell the preacher because that's going to really make you look like a hoe. You can't do that.
No, it's not. That's going to make me be black.
You can't tell anybody you fucked the pastor. You can't tell nobody about that.
That's going to make me look like nothing. That's going to make him look like that. No. That's what's up.
Okay. Charisma. It's very bad that you fucked a pastor, okay?
You are mad. No, it's not. You would have did it to the usher girl.
She's not the pastor.
So what?
It's different. Another level. So it's another league. You crossed the line.
Okay. Hey, I keep it K100. I call it mentions. That's what I do.
I'm gonna give you all the props. All the props in the world. And this too. Stand by. 850-960. What's poppin'? Hello?
Good evening.
Hey. Good evening.
Good evening. I was just calling to see what y'all was talking about. It's Tanika calling from Panama City.
Oh, what's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You got me in the last 5 minutes. I'm glad you got a chance to call. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We got 6 minutes left in the show, so if you either listen to me on the internet or if you listen to me on the phone lines, whatever, make sure you hit me up. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you press the number one. Make sure you press the number one so I can talk to you and holler at you. Episode 197, though, for my caller. Kissing and telling. That's what we're talking about today on the show. Do you kiss and tell?
No.
You have sex with somebody and then tell, before you say no. You should understand that I'm including friends, close friends, best friends, Facebook, private groups, everything. Do you kiss and tell again?
No.
You don't tell any of your homegirls when you get some dick.
No.
You don't tell nobody. Nobody. Nobody knows but you and him. That's it.
That's it. I
really?
Have plenty of secrets.
Somehow I believe you. You just sound like it. You sound like it. Why don't you tell? What's the point of not telling? Why do you keep to every? Because basically on the show, everybody has said that they kiss and tell. Like everybody said, like everybody got to tell somebody, at least one person. They all got that one friend, that one homeboy that they talk about this kind of shit with that they always tell. Why don't who you don't have anybody? Why not?
I think that first of all, I don't be wanting nobody to know who I'm sleeping with.
Why? What's wrong with them?
Nothing. It's just it's not their personal business who I'm sleeping with. First, like, now I got a man. So that's a little bit different. Everybody know who I'm sleeping with because, you know, that's who they see. And they assume we sleeping together, however you want to say it. But when I was single, didn't nobody know who I was sleeping with. They could probably assume just because you see a person, you know, like it is now. But in most cases, no. I don't nobody know who I'll be sleeping with. It's not their business.
Okay. Well, if you did decide to tell, which would make you tell quicker? If the sex was good or if it was horrible?
If it was bad, I'd probably tell.
Every single one of y'all women. Every single one. But that's okay. Got something for your ass. Fellas, you hear? Fellas, when I go on my crusade, I need Black Jers, Billy Bad Phoenix, T. Lewis, I need Derek, I need fellas, I need y'all fellas to back me up when I go on my motherfucking mission to expose all bad pussy non-dick sucking hoes. Okay? We gotta expose them, man, because we are gonna get exposed if we're not on our A game. If that pussy's a little bit tart, you need to tell everybody. Tell your homeboys, tell everybody, because they gonna do it to us. That's my new mission. My new mission in
you,
life.
You really, I mean, I don't think you should do that, but at the same time, I think that most of us are going to tell if it's bad, whether it's good, because if it's good, you try to keep it to yourself. If it's bad, you want them to not waste their time.
Uh-huh, and exactly. I want all fellas to not waste their time on goddamn barrel pussy, stank pussy, no dick sucking women. Yes. New mission, we're going to enact it soon. Spread the word, fellas. I'm going to need for y'all to start posting this stuff up on y'all statuses. Yeah, it's war. Question number 3. Have you ever had someone tell a sex encounter involving you that was not supposed to be told?
I really can't say. I don't know who be talking or what they say. You know, a lot of times, a lot of stuff they're saying about you, you don't never really hear about it anyway. So ask the question one more time, sir. Blue.
Have you ever had someone tell about a sex encounter that involved you that was not supposed to be told? AKA, have you
fucked somebody? Yes, I just thought about one. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Who? What happened?
I remember that. I remember that this person, like whatever we did, whatever they told, basically another girl that they knew me. And to me, the girl, like even though he might not have put no details out there, to me, the girl know what she do with him. So you know what I'm saying? She probably just assumed we did the same things that, you know, that's how he is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he did put me out there with her.
Uh-huh. Because now everybody know you suck dick. Right? Right?
I ain't know if it had nothing to do with no sucking no dick or whatever, but at the same time, it was basically, like I said, it wasn't for them to know whatever we do.
Oh. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's not nothing wrong with kissing and telling. I don't really have a problem with kissing and telling per se. I really don't. It's about who you tell more than anything with me. I don't have a problem with people kissing and telling at all. You feel me? And like I said, I'm like majority of people who called on the show tonight say they kiss and tell. They got their people who they talk to it about. And that's why on the show, at the beginning of the show, I said 90% of people, I feel like 90% of people going to tell when they fuck with somebody. Now, the messy people are the ones who go tell just random motherfucking strangers or people that go tell people that you know the other person really didn't want to know about it or whatever. But if you got your close circle of friends, your homegirl, your best friend, your bestie, whatever y'all like to call it, and y'all talk about that kind of thing, you go tell them motherfuckers about that. And that's human nature. That's human nature. Real quick, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. You only got about 30 seconds. So if you're listening to me on the internet or if you're on the phone or you want to continue with the conversation, you got to dial into the show and get on the phone lines. 347-934-0966. You got to be on the phone lines. The show's going to stop streaming over the internet in about 20-something seconds, all right? All right. So next question. Have you ever had a sexual encounter that no one knows about except you and that person? I mean, not no other soul.
Sure, plenty.
Are you sure that they didn't tell anybody? That's what I'm saying.
You can't really say what someone else said. Like I said, a lot of times I don't hear about it no more. I be done forgot about it. That's why I got me a short list. I know who I had sex with. Definitely know everybody I had sex with.
Have you had sex with more than 20 people?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I'm doing another.
My new millennium list got 20 people on it.
Woo! Hold on, this is for you. But after I flip over past the 200 mark, I'm gonna bring the whole threshold episode 2 out. You don't want to miss that one. I had it on the first 100 episodes. I didn't do it in the middle of this next one, but I'm gonna do another whole threshold coming up soon after I hit past the 200 mark because I got so many more people listening to the show now. And the whole threshold is basically a barometer of how many people you fuck and how we gauge it. You know how men look at you, how women look at you if you had sex with this many people, that many people.
So many people. Okay. I'm up.
But the whole threshold is a great episode that I think everybody. And I got way more people listening to the show. I think that was like episode 20 or some shit when I first started, like my first 20 episodes or some shit like that.
Oh,
and I haven't seen one since then, so I'm gonna do a part 2 coming up.
Okay.
Don't want to make a good one. Last question: who kisses and tells more? Who kisses and tells more, men or women?
I said men
if it's good and women if it's bad. Would you agree with that?
Oh, now that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. Because when it's bad, women just feel compelled to tell. But I'm here to change all that. It's my new mission. We're going to even that up a little bit. We're going to start telling when it's bad.
That makes a lot of sense, what you just said.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah, if it's good sex, men going to want to tell. If it's bad sex, women want to tell for some reason.
Right, women. I figure that women will tell if it's bad more than a man would. I wonder why. He's trying to not hurt her feelings or whatever, or trying to forget about it. Or I think women be trying to warn each other.
Well,
so what's the point of telling if it's good?
You know what? That's cool. That whole thing that you just said right there, where y'all trying to quote unquote warn each other, guess what? I'm finna warn all my niggas.
I said, what's the point of telling it if it's good? What's the point of the men telling it if it's good?
With some shit, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell all my friends.
Why do you tell it when it's good?
I don't even tell everybody when it's good necessarily, but y'all will tell anybody. Y'all make a point to put it on blast. Y'all like to blast that shit out when it's bad. So I feel like men should start doing the same thing because we don't do it. We let y'all get away with that, but we're going to stop that now. I'm on a mission. I'm here to stop it. Any guy listening to this show on the podcast, the internet, or the phone, if you come across a motherfucking woman with some babbitt-ass pussy, babbitt-ass head, anything, let the fellas know. Let everybody know. Stay the fuck away from that hoe. Please. All right. Stay on the line.
I'm
okay?
So glad I called to be able to have, like, a second opinion. You know, I'm always, you know.
I'm glad you called, though. I'm glad you called. But
I am, too.
Got a show been going the whole night. All night long, all these women been saying, oh, if it's bad, I'm dead. I got to tell somebody if it's bad, girl. They laugh. They sit around and joke about it, talk about it. And they make a concerted effort to tell people when the sex is bad, when a guy's sex is bad, to put him out there, to let people know not to fuck him. Well, I don't feel like men do that. You feel me? We don't make it a point to go out there and tell everybody if a woman's sex is bad, if her pussy is
but
hard.
You're not telling me why do you tell it when it's good?
Because y'all are trophies.
And y'all. Okay.
If y'all fine and sexy and all the guys already want to hit you anyway, you feel me? Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all don't tell when it's good because y'all scared that
somebody else gonna want it.
Y'all girls gonna try to fuck us, which is depends on what kind of friends you got, which is a judgment of your a judgment of your ability to pick people's character. You know what I'm saying? That's an indictment.
Yeah.
On you. You feel me? More so than it is about, you know, anything else. Because if you can't tell your quote-unquote friends that your man has some good sex without them fucking them, you need to evaluate how you pick your friends. But that's neither here
that
nor there.
That is true.
Feel what I'm saying?
I ain't taking no chances.
Right, right, right. But the point is that all the women on the show tonight were repeatedly saying that when it's bad, they always call their homegirls and they tell them. You feel me? The one girl said she busted a nigga out in front of everybody at the party and all that kind of stuff. And I said, why the hell do y'all always feel the need to just put a nigga on blast if they got bad sex, if they got a little dick, or if they can't, whatever. You feel me? I wanted to know why. And all of them were just because we trying to warn them, make sure nobody else don't fuck with them. So, motherfucking
well, I think the same way. I agree with that.
Nigga, I'm finna goddamn spread the word to every motherfucker to put on blast any bitch with some tar pussy, with some pussy that feel like she goddamn can put a watermelon up that motherfucker, okay? Who can't suck dick, anything that's fucking negative, put they fucking ass out there. Don't just let it slide. You gotta do them like they do us. That's my new mission. Put these motherfucking hoes out there. K100 Internet Radio. Stand by. Alright, so, I know some of y'all are probably listening to me right now, but like, he's wilding. He's tripping. No, the fuck I ain't. No, the fuck I ain't. If you've been listening to this show the whole episode, we have plenty of women who come on this show, and they all say the same central thing. When a motherfucking nigga got some bad sex, and I went into my whole rant. I see Key on the line, because you might really want to go back and listen to this show. Because I went into a whole rant, and it was pretty damn good, actually. One of my better ones. About how women, at the same time, just say they're not gold diggers. You feel me? They say they're not gold diggers, and they question, and they jump on us all the time for saying that while we all about is sex and blah blah blah, you feel me? We're the ones who are always trying to get some pussy and all that, and you know. But at the same time, y'all judge men, us men, based on those two very things: what we got and our fuck game. You feel me? If you ever seen two motherfucking people get into a fight, one's a man, one's a woman. The one thing that you can say, everybody gonna say, ooh, ah, ha ha, laugh about, is if that fucking woman say, you little dick motherfucker, you can't fuck motherfucker, or you broke ass nigga, okay? Y'all assault the two things that y'all claim to not care about, what we got and sex. You claim we love sex so motherfucking much, but the first thing you want to do to insult us is talk about our sex, and then you claim you're not gold diggers, but the first thing you want to do to insult us as a man is say, you broke motherfucker. Well, you motherfuckers have been getting away with this shit for too motherfucking long. I'm here to put an end to it. I just put the shot glass down. So, that's where we're at with the show tonight. It was great. Episode 197. You feel me? Kiss and tell. Hold on. What the fuck? Yeah, I got it. Hold on a second. Okay. Y'all be having some real technical issues with this damn speaker right here. Yeah! What was that? Episode 197. I know a lot of y'all think I'm joking, but I'm not. No. I'm on a new, this is going to be a new mission of mine. We're going to even the playing field out until you motherfucking women stop feeling compelled to do that. Now, I know, and listen, don't tell me it's immature women and blah, blah, blah. These are some of the same K100 women who call in all the time, grown, got their own. We ain't talking about, I ain't had no little 20-something-year-old girl on the fucking line tonight. Two of them was close to 40. Alright? So the goddamn point is, this is some shit that y'all been motherfucking doing from day one, from inception. You feel what I'm saying? And y'all been getting away with it. It's been peachy cream. Nobody's been calling y'all out. I ain't saying you women on the line are the ones we're going to be talking about. But all the other motherfucking women out here, y'all should beware. Y'all should beware. I'm on a mission. I'm going to spread the word to all the fellas. Same way I spread the word about my music. Same way I spread the word about K100. I'm going to tweet it. I'm going to Facebook it. I'm going to MySpace it. I'm going to text it. If you fuck with a girl who got some bad sex in any way, shape, or form, put that motherfucking hoe on blast. Because she's going to put you on blast if your sex is bad. In any way, shape, or form. Whatever's wrong with your sex, she's going to talk about it. She's going to tell her friends. They're going to sit back and laugh about it. Well, fellas, why not? Somebody tell me why not. Why not, private caller?
You know what?
I knew it was you. What?
You're showing up.
What am I doing? What am I saying wrong?
Just saying.
What am I saying
huh?
wrong?
Everybody knows, do it, though. I mean...
Because you do it too. You know, exceptions to the rule.
Here's the thing with me, like me and my home friends, like.
I can't hear you.
I said even when we was teenagers, we didn't talk about. No, I go to my other phone. Turn my other line on.
All right, that one's on. Go ahead.
That better?
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, me and my friends, we just never talked about our sex lives with each other. Ever since we was younger, that was just something we never did. And so, like, I've had situations where a guy that I might be messing with is like, damn, you know what I'm saying? We've been messing around for a year, and your friend don't even know who I am. You know, because it'll be a situation where, oh, yeah, I answer the phone and somebody be like, oh, yeah, I'm with somebody. They're like, she don't know who I am. She don't know my name. You know, and I was like, no, not really. So, I mean.
So you don't kiss and tell. Listen, there's nothing wrong with people who don't kiss and tell. And that's
here's the thing though, I do have like a homeboy I might talk to sometimes, but he don't know the people. You know what I'm saying? He don't know them, and it's not like I'm warning him to not do, you know, not even like that. So,
right.
But you know, they don't know the person. One dude, he was bad, but when I told him to get up, I was like, look, I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna tell nobody. I ain't gonna tell your friends and nothing like that.
And that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But the problem is, most of the women on the phone tonight did not take that stance. They're not gonna do that.
I mean, some of them, they got their friendships a little different than mine, because like most women do talk about stuff like that with each other, but me and my friends, we just never did.
Okay, well, you can't save them. You tried, but it's not gonna happen. No one can save them from my mission, and my mission is clear, people. My mission is fucking clear.
I mean, I ain't mad if y'all snitch out of women.
We're here to destroy the social sexual reputations of women with bad sex. Now, if you're on the phone line and you got some good pussy and good sex and good head, you straight. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You good. But know that y'all spark.
And a lot of men not even going to tell if it's really that good. They ain't going to even tell nobody about that. Because, like with me, my thing is, I'd be like, okay, you run your mouth, you won't get it no more.
If we get threatened like that, we will. But one thing about
it only works if you got good all of the above what you just named. It only works then. Like if your whole sex game ain't on point, it don't work.
It is
everything on point, they'd be like, shh, I ain't talking then.
I'm gonna tell you straight up, it's only gonna work to a certain degree. Because we still got our partner that we know ain't going to say shit, and we're going to tell him. We're going to fuck what you say.
Well, long as one ain't going to say, but I'd be like, let me hear anything about it, and it's done.
Yeah, but we're going to tell our partner, one partner, though. But you got to say anything about it.
But you know the one who ain't going to say nothing. Just like with women, they know the one homegirl that's not going to say nothing is not going to try to fuck a man. They know that one.
Yeah, they know. I mean, so that's what I say. When I say kissing,
don't let me hear about it.
I feel like everybody kisses and tells. That's at the end of the day. Even if it's just one person, I feel like everybody fucking do it. I just feel like everybody do it at some point.
Maybe at some point.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in.
All right.
So I'm getting ready to end the show. Before I go, I want to remind everybody that Charisma's going to hell. That's the first thing. She's going to hell. B, that everybody kisses and tells. C, women talk about it if it's bad more, and men talk about it more if it's good. And last but not least, I'm on a new mission. I've got a new mission in life, and it's to spread word about all women with bad sex. If you don't know how to fuck, please stay far away from me, because if you can't fuck, I'm going to tell everybody. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show for episode 197. Episode 200 is coming up. Aren't y'all excited? I can't wait. I'll catch you guys later, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. You dig? I really appreciate it.